published.
Okay, and look, for somebody who, and I have a vested interest in this discussion, I can assure you, for somebody who's got lousy sinuses and a crappy right knee, this has some other actions as well. You've trialled it it's been trialled for heart failure and sinus problems as well as knee problems. So tell us about this.
Yes, well, exactly. But interestingly, the sinus problems, the study that we have done with the hay fever, and again, we're looking at the chronic inflammation or the chronic phase of allergies, driven very much by the same sort of inflammatory cytokines we spoke about. But in this case, with allergies, it's the TH2 cytokines. So again, the interleukin-4, interleukin-5, interleukin-13. So again, by the drug being able to block those, again, it dampens down the inflammation, which is a very big part of sinusitis, as you know. And of course, as with your background, you know about the heart failure and also the remodeling that goes on post.
Because of its ability as an anti-inflammatory, with all the works on tumour necrosis factor and the interleukins.
Exactly. Yeah. So therefore, you're wanting an anti-inflammatory, which is now becoming a very big target in terms of heart failure. Mm. But also the same enzymes that break down the connective tissue in cartilage, they also break down the connective tissue in the myocardium. So that's why you often see that the tissue is remodeled, changed in size. Its function in terms of ejection fraction changes because of the dilation that occurs and the enlargement of the particularly the left ventricle. So therefore, it seems quite unreal, but there is a common inflammatory and remodeling component to all of these diseases.
Just extraordinary stuff, mate. So when will this? When do you think? I know you're still running the trial, but when do you think this would be clinically available? There are people listening now, like me, with severe knee problems, sinus problems. There are people listening who've had heart failure, probably heart failure and knee issues or hip issues. When do you think realistically this will be on the market as a treatment? I know. I'm not asking you to pull out the crystal ball. I'm just a good educated guess.
Yes. Well, I suppose, Ross, one of the big differences between this campaign and a lot of other drug development campaigns is that often, you know, people hear about these results and then often they're told it's 10 to 15 years away because, you know, there's many, many other trials that are required. But in the case of this drug, because it's been on the market for 60 years, we need to do a phase 2 trial, which finishes around about October, November 2018. And then we will be looking to do a large phase 3 study, in either ourselves or in combination with a commercial partner. Mm. Again, that can be a relatively quick process. So I'm thinking in another 2 to 3 years this will be available for all.
Okay, so that's final question, mate. If anyone listening would like to be involved in the clinical trial, what should they do?
Well, we have an email address on our website.
Okay, so...
It's info@paradigmbiopharma.com.
So if they just Google Paradigm Biopharma, they can go to your website.
Yep.
And just go to the email address there. So look, Paul, this is, I think, really exciting and mind-blowing stuff. I know that you've had some incredible results already. The 71-year-old horse trainer who went from having 8 on 10 osteoarthritis down to 0 and this sort of stuff. So this is a really exciting, I think, breakthrough for the management of osteoarthritis. And we're only talking potentially 2 or 3 years away where it's clinically available for people. So Paul Rennie, who's the CEO of Paradigm Bioceuticals, talking us today about the pentazan polysulfate sodium, or PPS, a subcutaneous injection for arthritis, only going for 6 weeks, so you don't have to be on it for a long time. This is really, really exciting stuff, and we'll have to get you back on the show and talk more about this.
Oh, thank you very much, Ross, and I think towards the end of next year when the data comes out would be a fantastic opportunity to update you and, of course, your listeners in terms of, you know, how that's all tracking, and then we could have hopefully some clearer understanding of exactly when it will be available so that people, if they can't get into the clinical trial, they can have access to the drug and know when it's likely to be coming through.
Consider yourself booked in, Paul. Thank you very much. Okay, good on you, mate. Thank you.
Good on you, Ross. Thank you so much.